As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. It is perfect. I mean, the trees are blooming, and it's just beautiful.
It is.
Just beautiful. My yard man's already been here and gone, and no more noise.
Oh, wait, I didn't hear it last week, so it didn't bother us. That's a good problem to have. I'll have to get in my yard tomorrow before the perhaps rain shows up on Friday evening, but we'll worry about that down the road. Midweek Wednesdays are always busy. Mayor Hamilton joined us yesterday. He does not believe the city council will be taking a vote tonight on the local income tax rates. The county commissioners, the county council. Well, you've got your finger on all the pulses. What's making news here on a Wednesday that we need to pay attention to?
Well, of course, tonight's meeting is going to be very interesting to see if there's any movement whatsoever toward either delaying putting this in place until, I'd like to see it delayed until at least next year for the state to act so that they could put the tax just on the city people if that's what they want to do. I doubt that will happen, but there's other things that they might consider. I know there are several people who are hoping that they would say, well, let's do it in the form of what's called certified shares. That way the library would get some, the townships and so forth would get some. I do not believe that's what they'll do, because that's not going to give them that $18 million that they're counting on. Or, let's say if they even cut down by half of what they're going to ask for, it still wouldn't even get them half of the 18. So it's my opinion they probably won't do that. But you know what? It is sort of like watching a serial movie. We're not quite to the end of the series, so we don't know what's really going to happen here. I mean, I don't think there is anyone willing to put a bet on it one way or the other. So one thing that I suggested that they could do to delay it for a bit until next year sometime would be that if they would take that public safety revenue that they're getting in right now that they are using for equipment, and they could get that equipment just like this county has to get their equipment by doing a bond issue, then that goes to the county residents. If the city wants equipment, they could do a bond and put it on property tax, and only the city residents would pay for it. And that would free up that public safety revenue for the salaries that it should have always been paid appropriately all the way along, rather than spending it on equipment. That would have been the fair thing to do. However, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's at least there is a way to do that, or to put even just a small portion of the other tax in with that public safety and zero it in for salaries just for law enforcement and for the fire. But see, that's only when people know they are not trying to get additional money. That's just trying to make things work with what they have coming in. So we'll see. And it will be interesting to see how the conversation goes this evening.
And Mayor Hamilton thought last night that there would not be a vote taken, or not be enough people to vote, or however that works. And if that is the case, Marty, do you hope that more discussion takes place? Do you have a drop dead date? Who drives that? Because as the mayor told us yesterday, he can suggest all this, but it's really up to the city council. There's no other way around it, right?
Oh, absolutely. He proposes that the city administration proposes, and then the city council would make that choice. Just like I was getting calls from press and many others saying, what do you support for the county doing? I said, I'm not even going down that rabbit hole. I'm hoping this doesn't go through the way it's being proposed. But let me be very clear. It's not up to the council to make the decision up front what we would do with it, because we are merely the fiscal body. the county commissioners, so it's a legislative body. So there would have to be some other group coming to us and say, you know, please put an appropriation in, allow spending for X, Y, or Z, because that's the way it works. Now, does that mean there wouldn't be?
You guys regulate the spending. You do not create what needs to be spent. Would that be a way of looking at it?
Right. In other words, we don't create the list of what they want to do with the money.
You let them, you tell them what their shopping list costs and what you can free up.
Well, one would like it like that, except that generally they come in with a big list of things that, and they just expect you to figure out a way to come up with the money. At some point in time, years ago, the council understood we should not spend more than what we have, and no, we're not going to run right out and find a whole brand new revenue stream. And that's going to be really difficult for some of the younger folks on the county council, because they've not had to come up against with saying we don't have the money for that, or we're just not going to allow that kind of spending right now until we get a grasp on it. And they've not had to, because revenue from the income tax has continued to grow so much that spending has moved forward, and we've not had to work. It just, the more people you have in the county that's working, then that tax rate for the income tax brings in from additional population, as well as those folks who live here certainly make a lot more money now than they did when this income tax was put in place 30 years ago, approximately. So, of course, that revenue has gone up a huge amount of the same rate that it started out with. So to say that we've kept the same rate, so we've got to do something to increase it, that's just not the way it works. But
I think the other part of this is more people that come into town, and the community expands, and the county expands, and the city expands. You do need more services, correct?
It costs more, and that's the reason why all that additional revenue coming in should be earmarked for providing the services that you're required to do, to provide services to those folks. And many times we see wonderful new plans for new projects, new whatever, this, that, the other thing, that in order for that to be successful, they're using their new revenue for the new things rather than making sure their essential services are taken care of first and then live on the additional amount that's left. In other words, we should always make sure, like with county government, that we've covered our law enforcement and our jail staff and so forth. And speaking of jail staff,
I was just going to ask you about that.
Jail commander met with us last evening and making his presentation, and the documents that were sent to us for the meeting said that they were seven employees down, jail personnel down. And then last night when he was making the presentation, he said it was eight down. And that they have done all kinds of ways trying to get additional jail staff, and they have a very difficult time filling those slots. And so I recommended last night that we take a look immediately as something that we have to do right now in a form of emergency moving forward with this, is raise the salary of the jail staff, because this isn't like, well, we would like to do this, or we want to fill more potholes, or we want to, you know, grow the parks budget or something. With the jail staff, we're required. We must have a certain number of people there routinely. So,
are people leaving these jobs because they're getting paid so much more money somewhere else, and they're leaving to take another position? Okay. Now, the pool of workers, I was talking about this earlier when we were talking about Monroe County and the New Times and bus drivers, you can pay the people that are there right now more money. I have no problem with that, but that doesn't create more people. Or do we have a labor pool somewhere where these people are going to come and take these jobs, or how do you even address that problem, Marty?
Right. Well, and as he was saying, that the different ways that they had advertised trying to fill these slots, and many times the people filled out, you know, applications, and they just don't even show up for the interview because the opportunity to make so much more money is out there. And so people will just go, and I understand that. When you're out looking for a job, you don't say, well, I don't want this job that pays more.
Sure.
Just as well.
But,
it may
yeah,
be better.
But I'm not sure if I want to drive to Indy for $5 a tank of gas or $5 a gallon of gas either. So I mean, there's different ways to look at this.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
But we know when we have local employers who are putting out those higher salaries. I know that we've lost some of our highway work. I don't know if it was the highway or it was that maybe it's from the sheriff's department. I'm trying to remember the list of where people have been moving around, and we're losing employees to different areas that can pay more. But clearly, if somebody wants to work in the jail, if that's a job they would be satisfied with, then what can they get to be paid for some kind of public safety job elsewhere? I think the one that just left, he said just last week, I think he went out to IU for something, probably for law enforcement out at IU. But that is something we have to do. We have to address it. And I think anybody could agree working in a jail cannot be the kind of experience that just anybody can do. I think it takes a certain kind of personality to be able to do a good job of that. And so I'm hoping that if you offer them a bit more, they'll come there instead of going to some of the other areas where they could work.
Well, it's interesting.
Do something.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Because the conundrum is, well, if everybody raises their prices, then anybody can pick and choose what field and everything else they want to go to. So, it is very interesting. Well, the other part with money in jails and everything else is, if you need a new jail, we don't even need to get into that today. But that's something on the back burner that's going to have to be paid for down the road as well. And
right.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Okay, as of today, and I won't say this is for the jail, doesn't say it's for the jail, but as of today, the commissioner signed an agreement with First Appraisal Group for appraisal services for property located at I-69 and Fullerton Pike. And the intended user, it's property identification is the northeast corner of I-69 and Fullerton Pike, and that's at Bill Brown property.
Yes.
It's vacant land, and the intended user is Monroe County. So,
oh, there you go.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that's going to be a park, but who knows? I'm just saying, I'm, you know, not in the position of saying what the plan is for that as yet, but I can tell you that this is public information because it is a part of the packet of the meeting for the county commissioners this morning, and I did check with county legal, and indeed they did sign it. I wanted to make sure I hadn't missed anything. So that's on the horizon, and we know that we would have to bond to pay for that property. If the property is more than a certain dollar amount, then it has to go by referendum. That's the reason why there were two bond issues at the city, because they couldn't do. You have to watch how
one
much
for
you
each,
do.
One for each, right?
Right. So will they? I mean, I don't know what the choices will be, and that is something that the county council will assist in trying to make sure that we're using the best possible choice with that. I know that for a long time we had, some of us at least, had looked at what that jail tax would mean, because we knew we were going, because if you're under court order, you know, you're going to have to do something about that jail at some point in time. And so with that change in the legislation with the jail tax, they could go from a 20-year payout to pay for a bond, to say it could go to 25 years, and that jail tax revenue you could use 20% of it for operational costs. Well, if the city passes this other tax and we get a chunk of it, not nearly as much as the city gets, but if we get a chunk of it, and then we could make sure that we could tie a bond to that, but there's nothing that says that means that we would receive the money for operational.
Well, that's the whole point. You got to operate it.
Absolutely, because we've always been able to build something if you can get the bonding go through, but you have to be able to operate it. So that's one of the reasons why I'm concerned about whatever the city passes, and also very curious, and I've been talking to County Legal about this, how much of a change would they make, or might they make, that would require the process to start all over again? I mean, they could reduce what they have sent out to the different units saying they were going to do. They could reduce that dollar amount. I don't think they could raise it. But let's say if they decided, well, we won't do economic development. We'll do it in certified shares like income tax normally has been done, so that the library and townships and others would get a certain amount. Well, does that change that a proposal sufficiently enough that means they start all over again if they change it into one of the other buckets? So,
and if they start all over again, that means next year, correct?
Well, it has to be substantially different in order to do it in the same year. They're only supposed to be able to do one thing a year, a proposal, and the proposal doesn't make it, then it doesn't make it. So, but if they change that proposal substantially enough, does that make it a whole brand new proposal?
Yeah,
those are all legal. Those are matters of curiosity and not for me to try to weigh in on. Those are questions.
So where are we in the annexation legal battle? I haven't heard. That's been kind of quiet here for the last few weeks because of the local income tax angle. Is that something we need to pay attention to, or is that just we'll pay attention to it when we need to pay attention to it?
Well, it of course continues to rear its what I consider to be a rather ugly head here, because when people are talking about we want to see workforce housing and we want to see housing growth, we want to see some single family housing starts, and yet if it's outside of the city, that means that there has to be some kind of hook ons, and the city has, in a meeting that was held with the Dick Kelson, with our county legal, they had, and this was in regard to anything that we might want to do out at the airport, because we were talking about doing some kind of economic development or something over around the airport where we paid for all that ground. That response was, of course, you don't have this in writing, just in a conversation, that there would be no prohibition on economic development or commercial hooking on, but there is no interest in adding on to what appears to would be residential, cause they said to increase the density. So increased density sounds to me like they're saying no residential would hook on. Well, I certainly understand that. So then there's, I think we need to look very hard at other areas that we could grow sewer hook-ons, because they're not allowed to turn you down for a water hook-on, but the city could turn you down for a sewer hook-on. However, there's different methods of arriving at having a sewer. We could do like what the package was that they did out of the area that used to be called Criderville, where they put in their own sewer systems. And so will that be something that would be considered? Because, the county needs to have a strong hold on the growth of where you're going to put the workforce housing. We're not going to put all of these folks and all these people coming to town for jobs. It makes no sense to make sure they live in some other county and drive back and forth whatsoever if there's a way to provide housing for them here. So that's something that will be discussed and that having to do with annexation. I do know that this morning at the commissioners' meeting there was presentation having to do with what's going to be required if you want to have residential housing having to have do with the plan and what you have to turn in. And so the question was asked of them by Randy Cassa, how much is this going to cost for each different parcel that would be at? And of course, the dollar amount was, not only was it going to take several more weeks for someone to be able to arrive at what they needed to have to turn in, but it was also going to cost, you know, several thousand dollars more. So we know time is money. So while maybe this is a really great addition, a great new ordinance to add on there, it's going to be add on to the cost of housing. So, you know, nothing is for free.
No.
Nobody's going to say, well, let's just do this because we're nice people.
Well, you can't do it. And then when people move to town, you just can't say, hey, we need $5,000 from you up front so we can handle all these issues that all these new people are bringing to our town either. I mean, this is a very I don't know if the county has seen growth like this since you have been on the council, and I'm not implying anything of your longevity either, but it seems like this is I don't want to say new territory, but we don't have a lot of things to fall back on and say, hey, remember when we did it this way, that how, and so forth. So this is, we're all in this together.
Well, and it's all something that you have to study constantly. You have to be looking at it constantly. What is our role that we play? Stay in your own lane. Figure out what other people are doing, yes, but making sure that you know what your responsibility is as a county council. It's for what something that I tried to be clear to the other council members and to those in attendance when there was a resolution put forward saying that the county council was going to support the people who are striking out at the university. And while I welcome them to come and share with the community their concerns, it is not appropriate for the fiscal body of the county, in my opinion, to be putting out any kind of looking like we had any reason to tell the university what to do. Because we don't. It would be like us trying to tell cooks how to pay his people or whatever.
Sure.
And we have so much on our plate, we better start concentrating on what our job is. Last night, we should have been going all of these questions that people would have had to ask having to do with what if this text goes this way, what's the changes in the legislation, and how should we be prepared to act and react. So I finally, after, you know, I gave it my 2.5 hours and then I left, but those are things that need to happen at a work session. And so I'm hoping that we'll really be laser focused on exactly what our role is so that we'll be very well prepared to move forward. We should have been talking about what's the maximum amount of income tax that can happen. What's the jail tax that they go on top of that maximum amount? And, you know, how much then, what if, we know the special purpose tax goes on top of that as well. So
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they know all that.
I beg your pardon?
You know all of that. I'm not sure everybody else is quite aware of all of it.
I'm just saying that's the reason why we have work sessions, so
sure,
that everybody's brought up. And just because you know something, you may think you know it, and it may only be part of what you know, because that was what my thought was about if they would pass this and we would get a certain amount, we could lock in enough to pay for a bond to pay for that building if we build a jail. But there is nothing I can see, nor could our attorney, I just now hung up from him, that he believed that they would be required to leave us with operational money.
Well, that's why we talked to you.
Those are all things that we should know before we start weighing in on things.
Right, and that's why we talk to you every Wednesday, because things are moving along quite quickly. Some things faster than others, but it's great for you to keep us up to date on everything every Wednesday, Marty, just after 4:05. We'll get caught up with you next month. You and I will be talking about primary election results next Wednesday. How about that?
Oh, right. I mean, absolutely. People are calling me all the time. Who should I vote for? What do you think about this person and that person? And so after the primary, each of the parties have the right to fill in their slots that didn't get filled in on the ballot. They have the right to fill in that ballot. So we don't really know who's going to be on the ballot for the fall.
Not yet. Getting closer, though. Getting closer. We'll do it again next Wednesday, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.